Two Treatises of Government by John Locke. Narrated by James Langton. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. Reader, thou hast here the beginning and end of a discourse concerning government. What fate has otherwise disposed of the papers that should have filled up the middle, and were more than all the rest, it is not worthwhile to tell thee. These which remain, I hope, are sufficient to establish the throne of our great restorer, our present King William. To make good his title in the consent of the people, which being the only one of all lawful governments, he has more fully and clearly than any prince in Christendom. And to justify to the world the people of England, whose love of their just and natural rights, with their resolution to preserve them, saved the nation when it was on the very brink of slavery and ruin. If these papers have that evidence, I flatter myself, is to be found in them, there will be no great miss of those which are lost, and my reader may be satisfied without them, for I imagine I shall have neither the time nor inclination to repeat my pains, and fill up the wanting part of my answer by tracing Sir Robert again, through all the windings and obscurities which are to be met with in the several branches of his wonderful system. The king and body of the nation have since so thoroughly confuted his hypothesis that I suppose no body hereafter will have either the confidence to appear against our common safety and be again an advocate for slavery, or the weakness to be deceived with contradictions dressed up in a popular style and well-turned periods. For if any one will be at the pains, himself in those parts, which are here untouched, to strip Sir Robert's discourses of the flourish of doubtful expressions, and endeavour to reduce his words to direct, positive, intelligible propositions, and then compare them one with another, he will quickly be satisfied there was never so much glib nonsense put together in well-sounding English. If he think it not worthwhile to examine his works all through, let him make an experiment in that part where he treats of usurpation. And let him try whether he can, with all his skill, make Sir Robert intelligible, and consistent with himself, or common sense. I should not speak so plainly of a gentleman, long since past answering, had not the pulpit, of late years, publicly owned his doctrine, and made it the current divinity of the times. It is necessary those men who, taking on them to be teachers, have so dangerously misled others, should be openly showed of what authority this their patriarch is, whom they have so blindly followed, that so they may either retract what upon so ill grounds they have vented and cannot be maintained, or else justify those...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?